Chip.
I'm always here for you. And for our listeners just tuning in, Stormy is divorcing her husband for not bringing her pizza.
He, like, asked if I wanted pizza. And I said, yeah. And then nothing. And so that's okay. But I don't want, I thought it was, like, free pizza. I don't want to have to, like, buy it. Gosh. It should just be, like, just food, like, free food table. But, no, I made, like, really good food yesterday, like, really good pasta, so we're going to have the rest of that.
Nice. We're having tacos.
Oh, I love tacos. I miss, like, having just tacos just available because I don't eat ground meat anymore.
You can do, like, chickpea tacos.
I know. We used to make chickpea tacos so much, Sam. We used to make those, and then I really love, like, refried beans, like the – I know that those go in, like, burritos, but I like stuff like that. So we'll have to do that next time.
Yeah, what we've started doing just to save money. Mm-hmm. Walmart has these grotesque 5-pound tubes of ground beef. So we get that and divide it up into 5 individual pounds.
Nice.
Great. And just use that for tacos and soups.
I imagine it's in the shape of like a really big sausage.
Yeah.
But when you said 5 pounds, I automatically thought of like 500 pounds. So like,
dude, it looks like it's 500 pounds. Like, it's absolutely disgusting to hold because it's just this tube of meat and you know what's in it.
After.
Mm-hmm. 30.
Mins. Okay, Luke, we're on mic now. You have to go away.
Is this like.
That means this is how long you've been recording. Bye. Sorry, he's just pestering me now because of the pizza situation.
Men.
He's coming over and writing little things on this note.
If you need help, just say banana.
Just okay, Sam. Okay. Shit, my mom's fucking calling me. I can't talk right now. Okay, anyway,
this is great.
I'll call her later. I knew this was gonna happen. I called her like an hour ago and I was like, I bet she'll call at the exact moment that we begin recording, and it's happened. So sorry to get so flustered, Sam.
No, it's fine. It's fine. I guess hello and welcome back to Real Horror Show. Yes. I'm your host, Sam Odie, joined by cold and rainy, a little sad outside.
Yeah, it is pretty sad and like just beat very cold. I don't know why. Maybe it's because it's still winter. I guess that's why. But next
week. It's winter until next week.
Yeah, next week, because this week the kids are on spring break, but it's cold and snowy. So like they can't, like all my students are going to Florida. And like, I didn't know that like these students had these parents that were just like, oh, okay, let's go to Florida for a week. Like,
I didn't know
it was a thing. Yeah.
I didn't know that spring break was still a thing. I was just talking to David about it last weekend or a couple of days ago. Like, do people still actually go on spring break? I feel like they just go home now.
Yeah, apparently they do. Yeah, just go home to your home because you're away for college. But I would think that they have a very early spring break because usually spring break is like near Easter, you know, like mm-hmm. April. I don't know. So I was like, we just came back to school from like winter break and they're already on spring break. It's like, what the fuck? It's weird. It's whatever.
It's weird.
I'm just like, my life is in like shambles because I'm so confused about the spring break. Everyone is calling me when I'm trying to talk with you. It's just too much is happening right now. And I think that I'm going to have to live my life as a gay man.
I'm glad to hear it. It's about time.
It's about time. It's about time. Sam's been waiting this whole time for me to come to this conclusion.
Yeah. I think Tim's going to be thrilled because it means you two can finally run off into the sunset
right.
As two gay men.
As two gay men together.
Hey, my haircut already makes me look androgynous as F. So it sucks because now I have to wear all this makeup to remind people that I'm a girl still, or they'll be like, who are you?
Listen, no one made you cut your hair off.
I know.
In fact, I told you not to.
You know what? I had a dream last night that I had like long hair again. And then I woke up and I was like, shit, I really miss my long hair. And my hair is at that point where like the middle section, that was like the mohawk quotation, like air quotes part, it's growing too long. And so I want to get it cut. So it'll be all the same length. I think I talked about this.
Mm-hmm. I still think you should do, you don't watch kid movies, but Mirage from The Incredibles, you should do her haircut.
Let's me
Google. I'm Googling it for you.
Thank you.
I'm so
fun to be at the link. I wonder where
you... Oh, wait, this isn't what I imagined it. Well, I think you can get the idea from this picture. Okay. What I mean. That's the link to the recording room.
Oh, thank you. I'm going to go to Great Clips and... What the fuck?
That was an accident.
God damn it.
Oh, thank you. Okay, but how I remembered her hair looking was that it's one of those neat, shorter on one side, long on the other side.
Oh, that is cool.
That kind of like flows together. I don't know.
I forgot about this girl. Mirage. Because her hair is like a mirage. Yes. My hair is like not that long yet. Oh, you want my hair to be like that when it gets longer?
Yeah, like
okay, I can
make one of those cool uneven cuts.
Ah, yes. I thought you were gonna like help me out and send me like a haircut like that I can have now.
Oh, no. No, I'm not helpful like that.
Well, I guess it'll just be like the Pinterest images then that I'm saving.
Oh, well. All right. So, to get to the point of the mini show.
Yeah, let's get to the point.
I'll go ahead and input every single movie of Netflix, all 214 of them.
Is that how many are on there?
Yeah, right now, into the random movie generator and hit go and and then the movie we're watching this week is The Boy.
The Boy. Oh no, not that one. Is that the doll one where it's like a doll?
Yeah,
the girl from The Walking Dead.
I don't know. I'm interested in this.
It's Maggie from The Walking Dead. I watched half of this already this one time because my parents had it on like years ago when it came out, and it was in like 10 minutes, so I'm so excited that it's like a movie that I know of though. I'm pretty sure this one was actually in theaters. So
yeah,
exciting.
I think this one got a lot of hype in the horror community. I don't know, it came out the year before we started doing this. Horrible reviews, I remember, talked about it, so I know the twist, but I won't ruin it for everybody.
Oh, Sam.
But reading the description off of Google,
okay,
a young American named Greta, Lauren Cohen, takes a job as a nanny for an 8-year-old boy in a remote English village, because they're always remote English villages. To her surprise, Greta learns that the child of her employers is a life-size doll. They care for the doll as if it was human, which helps the couple cope with the death of their own son 20 years earlier, when Greta violates a list of strict rules. A series of disturbing and inexplicable events bring her worst fears to life, leading her to believe the doll is alive.
So it's like Gremlins, where there's rules that if you divert from those, like, bad stuff will happen, but it's not a gremlin, it's the doll.
Yeah, something like that. Or her employers have put down a strict list of rules she's supposed to follow, and if she doesn't follow them, she'll get fired.
Yeah, like a job. And then Greta, like, doesn't do her job right and is getting punished. It's like a metaphor for, like, the modern worker. Amazing.
So, yeah.
analyzed the movie. Oops.
This movie currently has a 6 out of 10 on IMDb, a 30% on Rotten Tomatoes, but 85% of Google users like this movie, so...
It's, like, right in the middle of the road, so, like, we'll see. It could go one or one way or the other. So
I think it's going to be more of a chiller than a thriller.
Oh, yes, a chiller.
Which can go one of two ways. It can be very creepy and with good payoff, or it can be a waste of time.
Yeah, we shall see when we watch it this week.
Ooh. Like, did you ever watch I Am the Thing That Lives in the Attic, or I'm the Pretty Thing in the Attic?
I'm the Pretty Thing That Lives in the House?
Yes.
No, but I remember you watched it, like, when it came out, and I was, like, really interested in watching it, but you're like, don't waste your time, this is fucking stupid. And I was like, oh, okay, right on. So I haven't watched it.
Yeah, I wasn't a fan.
Dude, if you're not a fan, I'll probably, like, be a less fan. So I'm just waiting for it to pop up on the randomizer. So I'm just like, fuck it.
It probably will. And hopefully The Boy doesn't go off Netflix. I think it's, quote-unquote, a Netflix original. Because it's an indie movie that got full distribution by Netflix. Right,
that's cool.
That's usually how it works these days.
Yeah, it better not go off Netflix. Also, like, when every time I do the spreadsheet, there's literally, like, 75% of the movies are, like, the. They begin with the. So
yeah.
Like, fucking 56 movies in the T section. It's like, The Nightmare, The Boy, The Blah Blah, The Monster, and it's just The Monster Nightmare, and I'm like, what? So movie makers out there, please, like, name your movie like something that's not like the something. Just like divert a little bit.
Yeah, like the director who's done Brawl in Cell Block 99 and yes. Bone Tomahawk. Those are really great titles, and they don't start with the. So
yeah, see. Like, it's okay if you want to try to be, like, creative with your time. His name is, fuck.
He's got a new one coming out, Dragged Across Cement.
Yeah, yeah, Dragged Across Cement, which sounds fucked up, so I'm gonna watch it. I wonder if I can watch it on Tomahawk anywhere. Because I already bought Cell Block 99, which is such a cool movie. No, I have to pay for it. Ugh.
You have to pay for Cellblock?
S. Craig Zoller is his name, and he is a visionary.
I still need to watch Cellblock.
Hey, it's really good. I could watch it and Skype you in.
I still need to watch Hereditary as well. But you know what we're going to watch this weekend?
We're going to watch what?
Well, David and I are going to watch
Be... Oh, I thought you meant me and you. I'm like, yeah, we're going to... What is it?
We're going to watch Beyond the Curve.
Beyond the Curve? What's that?
It's a documentary about flat earthers.
Oh, shit. Really? What's it on?
It's on Netflix.
God. I still have to watch the Fyre Festival shit.
We're also going to watch In Plain Sight because I hear that's a doozy.
Oh, my God. Try to, like, watch that, like, first so we can talk about it, like, faster.
Okay.
Because that one's fucking insane. You're going to sit...
I know it's going to make me mad.
It's going to make you, like, really mad, but then, like, that means, like, I send you all the funny memes that have been made from it. I can't wait till the moment when I'm just sitting in my apartment and I get a message from you and it'll be in regards to something that happened like halfway through it because you'll still be watching it. I love when that happens. You'll be like, the blah, 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 blah. And I'm like, oh shit, she's 45 minutes in. Like, I love it. So I'll be patiently awaiting that for this weekend. I don't have many plans for the weekend.
Yeah, my plans involve writing and enjoying my last few days of mellow time before Lent starts.
Is Lent like a very busy season for you?
Yeah, because Episcopalians are essentially Catholics, but Christian and allow gay marriage in their church and allow women to be priests. So Lent and Easter is more important in those religions than Christmas is. Because Easter is what makes Christianity a thing. It's the resurrection.
Yes, and it actually is on like the right day.
Mm-hmm. So, and for me personally, Lent is like the only religious thing I still actively partake in every year. Just
oh, that's cool. Yeah,
because I'm a big proponent that your New Year's resolution doesn't have to be made up on January 1st. You can do a resolution at any point in the year.
Yes, absolutely.
And Lent kind of fits into that. I think it's good and healthy for us to give up a vice for a little while.
Yeah, I think so too.
Like,
I think that's really...
Back in high school, I gave up sweet tea all the time just because I drank so much fucking sweet tea. I don't do that anymore.
Yeah.
I was going to do social media for the first time this year, but that's very...
Are you...
No, I can't. I didn't get my shit together.
That's okay.
See, doing that is hard for us because we need social media for our jobs.
Yes, we pretty much do. And I needed to like communicate with you at all times and stuff.
I know, we can't go to text messages. We only chat on Facebook.
No, that's too weird. If you texted me, that would be like really
fucked
weird.
Up.
Yeah, because, yeah. I'd be like, why would you text me when you could just Facebook message me? Isn't that easier? I feel like it's faster and more convenient.
Oh, and it's going to get so much more convenient because Facebook is merging the direct messaging systems on WhatsApp, Facebook, and Instagram. So it's all going to be in one app.
Nice.
I know. I feel like some people are upset about it because they don't want to associate Instagram with Facebook, but I'm like, it just keeps everything together.
It does. I just want everything to be in one thing, not have like fucking like 15 messages in like three different areas of my phone. One place. It's good. Yes. Was I going to say something important?
I think you were going to say something related to Lent.
No, I was going to ask you what you are giving up for Lent, if you know yet.
I think I'm going to give up takeout and be better about packing my lunches.
Yeah, that's actually a great idea.
And I'm going to, I'm not going to count Starbucks because I don't get Starbucks that often.
Yeah, that's more of like a treat yourself type of
thing. Yeah, but I just get takeout for lunch way too often. And I'm also going to, every Friday, send an extra $10 to my savings account.
Oh, good. That's a great idea.
On top of the $300 I already try to put in every month.
Yeah. That's a lot to try to put in there. If I were to participate in Lent this year, I already have a very, like, I don't have a strict diet. I just, like, don't drink or eat anything outside of, like, what I have in my home. But the thing I would try to give up would be, like, coffee.
Ooh.
But I don't know how I would do with that because I love coffee. I literally just drink coffee, tea, and water. That's it. And then, like, juice from time to time. Mm-hmm. But I don't know.
I don't know. You could give up dairy products and do veganism for 40 days.
That's too expensive.
That's true.
I eat too much eggs for my diet right now, and I feel like if I were to give up like all animal products, I would like become malnourished and I might get like sick or some shit. I'll be hospitalized for like not having enough like vitamin C or some shit. I don't know. Yeah, vegan stuff is like really expensive. And I don't know if there's like a store around here that has like that really cool aisle where they have every single thing that and it's vegan.
Like Whole Foods?
They do. Yeah, there is a Whole Foods nearby, but like, I don't know, man. I don't think we can afford that, dude. I'll get like four things. It'll be like $150.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I think veganism, if you stay away from the processed fake meats and stuff, it can be affordable, but it's not necessarily tasty.
I know, right? Like, I love cheese and eggs, and I eat eggs almost every day because that's, like, a huge part of, like, my protein intake because I, like, we run out of bread pretty fast. And so, like, bread, protein, and then, like, vegetables are, like, my main things. And then when I run out of that, we just, like, you know, eat pasta or, like, do whatever. And, yeah.
You know how you need to be vegan is avocados, beans and rice.
You know how many like avocados I would need to have like, well, first, okay, so I would have to go and buy avocados, like, maybe, like, twice a week, because, like, four come in, like, a bag, and then you have to eat all four of them that day, because the next day they'll get brown and disgusting, so you can't eat them anymore. And then you just have to, you might as well just, like, buy an avocado a day every day.
Yeah.
And rice, I hate rice, and beans, that's fine, but I would want it to be, like, I don't know, like, in a taco form or a burrito form, or, like, chili. Anyway, I'm getting too internally confused to talk about veganism anymore. So.
It's too emotional.
I don't know what's happening. I don't want to be a vegan. Just want to be vegetarian. I like to eat meat-free chicken nuggets.
I tried those. Which is actually, they weren't too bad.
Yeah. They're not. They're my saving grace, because, like, I used to love to eat chicken tenders and honey mustard. Mm-hmm. So now I had been craving, like, honey mustard a lot. And so we got, like, meatless chicken nuggets, which is, like, I'm so thankful that they exist so I can just have fucking something with honey mustard on it.
Yeah, no, I got super excited because I try and do keto and low carb to lose weight and stuff. And Tyson's actually started putting out breadless chicken nuggets.
So, oh, nice. That's awesome.
It's always exciting when people start catering to your needs.
I know. Isn't it cool that, like, in 2019, people are, like, thinking about, like, other dietary restrictions?
Yeah, because those are also good for people who are gluten intolerant.
Yeah. Dude, yeah.
Sorry for making fun of you if you're gluten intolerant. I don't think it's real.
No, I'm not. I'm not.
I just don't think it's real.
Bread. I just said I love bread. Bread?
Creepy about it.
It may not be real. Bread. Precious. Anyway.
All right.
I wish that. Yeah, so, I mean, I don't know. I eat cookies too, so avi, gluten. Like, if I, okay, so I got, like, Girl Scout cookies, and I got, like, an incorrect box in my order, and they were gluten-free, and I was like, what the fuck is this shit? So, like, I refused to eat. If like, gluten-free was the only, like, option, I wouldn't even want to eat it, because I feel like it would make me ill, you know, instead of, like, making me healthy. I don't know, man.
Yeah.
I feel like I need gluten. Anyway, Sam, that's fine. Well, I will watch The Boy this week.
I will too. Or I'll read the summary on Wikipedia and pretend that I watched it like I have in the past.
Really? When you do that, don't tell me, because I actually can't tell when you do or don't watch the movie. It's all good.
Like, awesome.
What movie have you not watched?
I didn't really rewatch. They're watching.
Oh, okay. Well, that's fine. It honestly didn't matter, because we had, like, a great conversation on that episode.
Yeah. Yeah. But anyway, this week we're watching The Boy. So I hope you watch The Boy too. And tune in, all five of you, next Sunday at whenever I get the episode up.
Yeah. Prime time.
Yeah.
You'll never know what prime time is. We'll just always say a prime time.
It's when I sit down and edit the audio.
Yes.
Anyway, talk to you then.
All right, guys. Talk to you later. Bye.
Bye. I love the creepy doll that always follows.